我们来看几段圣经来预备我们的心。
Before our afternoon prayer, let us refer to some verses to prepare our hearts.
啊，请看耶利米书二十九章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
啊，耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
十三节。
Verse 13.
耶利米书二十九章十三节。
Jeremiah 29:13.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
十四节。
14.
主说：我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中。将我所赶你们到各处招聚来，将你们带回我使你们被掳离开的地方，啊，这是主所说的。
I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive.
这一段圣经是神借着耶利米对以色列百姓讲的话。
These few verses were given to Jeremiah to give to the children of the Israelites.
那耶利米又称为流泪的先知。
And Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet.
神拣选耶利米，给他一个很重要、很艰难的功课。
When God chose Jeremiah, he gave him a very heavy burden and task.
就是怎么把以色列百姓的心挽回过来。
How was Jeremiah to turn the hearts of the people back to God?
因为神很希望以色列百姓跟他有非常亲密的关系。
Because God wanted a very intimate relationship with the children of Israel.
但是从耶利米书我们看到以色列百姓对神的态度非常的冷漠。
But we can see in the book of Jeremiah that the attitudes of the children of Israel towards God was very cold.
那这是神所不能够接受的。
And this was an attitude that God cannot accept.
所以后来神允许巴比伦把这个耶利米，把这个以色列百姓掳到巴比伦去。
That is why God allowed the people of the Babylonians to carry the Israelites away captive.
使他们在受苦当中再一次来反省他们跟神的关系。
So amidst their sufferings, they were to recall upon God.
使他们在受苦当中对神的认识更深。
So that in their times of suffering, they can know God even more.
我们在人世间有很多各种不同的关系。
And of course, there's many kinds of relationships we have.
最宝贵也是最重要，就是我们跟神的关系。
But the most important and the most precious kind of relationship is the one we have with God.
那这个关系不能够是单方面的。
And this relationship cannot be a one-way relationship.
我们看到很多人信耶稣，跟神的关系是单方面的。
And we see many people who believe in Christ. Their relationship with God is only a one-way relationship.
好像十个人长大麻风。
It is like the 10 people who have leprosy.
那是没有药可医的。
And,
这个大麻风是无药可医的。
And there is no medication that can cure the leper.
所以他们需要主耶稣。
So that is why they needed Jesus Christ.
因为他们有困难需要解决。
Because they have a turmoil that only Jesus could solve.
当然主耶稣也爱这个十个长大麻风的人。
And of course, Jesus loved the 10 lepers.
所以主耶稣叫他们去给祭司查看。
So Jesus told them to show themselves to the priest.
结果在去的路途当中就得到医治。
And on their way to show themselves to the priest, they were cured.
那其中九个人就从此再也没有回来。
But 9 of the lepers did not return back to Jesus.
这个九个人跟主耶稣是爱他们。
Even though Jesus Christ did love these 9 lepers,
但是他们跟主耶稣的关系是建立在利害关系，而不是爱的关系。
But their relationship with Jesus was based on a benefit.
所谓利害关系就是他们需要的时候他们来找主耶稣。
A benefit relationship means that they only come to Jesus when they need him.
但是只有一个人回来归荣耀给神。
But only one of the leper returned to give glory to God.
他感受到神的慈爱。
Because that leper felt the love of God.
他来感谢神对他的爱。
And he wanted to give thanks to God for that love.
他跟神的关系就建立起来。
So that was how his relationship was established with God.
所以今天我们需要再一次思想我们跟神的关系是建立在哪里。
So today we have to reflect upon our relationship. How is it established with God?
是建立在利害关系还是建立在爱的关系?
Is it established upon a benefit reward system or is it established upon love?
这个会决定我们在生活当中是不是在寻求神或者离弃神。
And this will determine whether we pursue God in our lifetime or we depart from God.
我们现在看耶利米书的31章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书31章第3节。
Jeremiah 31 verse 3.
古时神向以色列显现说, 我以永远的爱爱你, 因此我以我的慈爱吸引你。 第4节。
Verse 4.
以色列的民啊, 我要再建立你, 你就被建立, 你必在击鼓为美, 与欢乐一同跳舞而来。 这里神向以色列百姓说, 说我要永远的爱来爱你。
Here the Lord says to the Israelites, I will love you with an everlasting love.
我要以慈爱来吸引你。
And I will draw you with my loving kindness.
但是我们从整个圣经看起来, 以色列百姓对神的爱没有了解。
When we see the entire book of the Bible, we know that the Israelites did not have a clear understanding of God's love.
也对神的爱没有感受。
And they were not touched by the love of God.
所以他们跟神的关系不稳定。
So their relationship with God was not stable.
因此我们可以看得出来在整个旧约历史里面他们常常离弃神。
So we can see in the entire history of the Old Testament, they were continuously backsliding from God.
他们忘记神向他们所要的是什么。
They forgot what God required of them.
神向他们所要不是他们的物质。
God did not want their sacrifices.
神向他们所要不是守节。
God did not want them to obey the covenant.
神向他们所要是他们的心。
God did not want them to obey the festivals, but God wanted their hearts.
希望他们的心能够回归向神。
God wanted their hearts to return back to him.
从这种寻求神的心产生一种寻求神的生活方式。
So from pursuing after God comes pursuing after a lifestyle that would please God.
好，我们先来看《申命记》第4章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
申命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
29节。
Verse 29.
28节。
From verse 28.
我在那里，你们必侍奉人手所造的神， 就是用木头造成。 不能看，不能听，不能吃，不能闻的神， 29节。 但你们在那里必寻求主你的神， 你尽心尽力寻求他的时候， 就必寻见他。 这个是神借摩西在预告以色列百姓， 信仰情况。
And this is a warning that Moses gave to the Israelites concerning their faith.
所以他们要离开神。
He tells them that they would depart from God.
要拜偶像。
And that they would start to worship idols.
然后神就允许外族来把他们掳去。
And God will allow the foreign nations to take them away captive.
那在被掳是受苦当中啊， 他们就回来寻找神。
But in captivity and in their distress, they will again pursue after God.
神就要被他们寻见。
And God will be found by them.
那他们跟神的关系能够 能够建立起来。
And then their relationship with God can be established.
因为他们专心在寻求神。
Because they seek after God with their entire hearts.
这个是神借着摩西对他们的预告。
And this is the prophecy that Moses told the children of Israel through God.
那个时候他们还在旷野里面在走。
And at that time, they were still sojourning in the wilderness.
神已经把人的弱点看得很清楚。
But God was already able to see their weaknesses.
有时候我们常常讲什么叫限制， 人最限制。
And sometimes we think about
就是当人有需要的时候人会来寻找神。
When people have a need, then they will pursue after God.
但是当人很平安很顺利的时候人就把神丢在一旁。
But sometimes when we are in peace and in joy and contentment, we will put God to aside.
所以在这个旷野的旅程开始神就告诉摩西。
So while they started their journey in the wilderness, God told Moses,
以色列百姓将来会怎么来面对待神。
How the children of Israel will act towards God in the future.
我们先来看历代志上。
Let us turn to Leviticus.
历代志上。First Chronicles.
First Chronicles.
历代志上的十六章。
First Chronicles chapter 16.
十六章的十一节。
Chapter 16, verse 11.
这里说从第十节开始
Verse 10.
从第八
Verse
8. 你们要称谢神，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为。第九节。
Verse 9.
要向他歌唱唱诗，要谈论他一切奇妙的作为。第十节。
Verse 10.
要以他的圣名夸耀，寻求主的人心中应当欢喜。十一节。
Verse 11.
要寻求神跟他的能力，时常寻求他的面。十二节、十三节。说他的仆人以色列的后裔，你们拣选雅各的子孙呢，你们要纪念他奇妙的作为、奇事，并他口中的判语。这个地方神借着大卫在颂赞。
Here God is singing glory through King David.
那个时候约柜运入耶路撒冷。
Because at that time the ark was brought into Jerusalem.
在旧约时代，约柜代表神的同在。
And in the Old Testament, the ark of God represented the abidance of God.
约柜运入耶路撒冷等于神的同在进到他们的城里面。
And by bringing the ark of God into Jerusalem, it symbolized that God was going to be with them in Jerusalem.
那约柜这个大卫被神感动他就提这样说。
And David was moved by God, and hence he wrote these verses.
说要寻求神跟他的能力。
He said, "Seek the Lord and His strength."
要常寻求神的面。
You should seek His face evermore.
所以说，他知道人。神向人所需要的就是人的心不断的渴慕他然后用生活当中不断的去追求他。
And he knew that what God desired the most is for mankind to seek with him and to desire him with all their heart and to pursue after him in their lifetime.
那神就喜悦了。
And that will definitely please God.
所以神所要的是人的心对他的一种态度。
So what God wants of mankind is a certain attitude in their hearts towards Him.
在生活当中表现的，把这个态度表现出来。
And in their lifestyles to reflect that attitude.
这个就是神所要的。
And this is what God desires of us.
所以神所要的不是人的金银财宝。
So God does not want the treasures or finances.
因为一切万物都是神的。
Because all of these belong to him anyway.
所以神不是希望我们的钱呢。
So God does not want our money.
所以有时候我们在想只要我奉献，我就是好信徒。
Sometimes we think, as long as I give God a tithe of my money, then I'm a good Christian.
那我只要安息日来教会做礼拜，我就是好信徒。
Or if I come for Sabbath services, then I am a good Christian.
当然这两个都很重要。
And even though these two are very important,
但如果这个两个是从我们对神的心所产生出来，当然这是好的。
If these two come out of a motivation because of our heart toward God, then of course it is a good thing.
但是当我们以神为中心在寻求他的时候，我们在生活当中的表现不只是这两个。
But if we truly pursued after God, then the changes in our lifestyle will not only be reflected in these two acts.
因为当我们在寻求神的时候，你会发现你在寻求一件东西很宝贵的时候，你会全心全力，整个注意力都会在那个地方。
Because you will find out when you are pursuing something with all of your heart, then all your attention, all your desires will be focused in that one area.
因为那个最重要，所以你整个注意力都在那里。
Because that one thing is the most precious to you, so all of your attention is put in that one place.
那其他都变成次要的。
And everything else becomes second place.
这个叫做寻求。
And this is called pursuing after God.
那神向我们所要就是这种态度来对待他。
And what God desires of us is to have this kind of attitude towards Him.
一切都是次要，神最重要。
Everything does not matter anymore, only God matters.
那这个态度是神最喜悦的。
And this is the attitude that God desires the most.
所以我们在生活当中，我们需要常常去想，到底神要我做什么。
So in our lifetime, we have to constantly think, what does God want me to do?
那个神要我，就是要我的心。
What God wants is my heart.
有寻求他的心。
God wants a heart that desires after him.
就是集中在他的身上，其他都是次要的，他最重要，这个心是神所要的。
God wants a heart that places him as number one.
好，那以色列百姓因为在这个在这个迦南地住久了。
But the Israelites stayed in the land of Canaan for too long.
那住久，第一个他们生活富裕起来。
And while they dwelt in the land of Canaan, their lifestyles increased.
以前住帐篷，以前漂流不定，那个生活已经过去了。
They left behind their life as a sojourner living in tents.
那这块地叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
And this land was called a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以在这一块地，他们很快的产业就增加，就开始盖房子，生活就安定，生活水准就提高。
So within this fertile land, they were able to quickly uplift their standard of living.
但是危险也开始了。
But then that was when the danger came.
所谓危险不是外在的。
The danger did not come from the outside.
是内在的，是属灵的。
But the danger came from inside.
是从他们的心态开始。
And it started with a change in their attitudes.
因为当生活一开始舒服，一开始平安了。
When their standard of living arose and they were in peace and contentment,
他们心里那个注意力那个焦点就松掉了。
They've lost the reason for living.
注意力那个焦点就开始扩散了。
They lost their emphasis in life.
就开始扩散到他们生活上的一些东西。
And they started to place their emphasis on the things around them.
忘掉了施恩典给他们的神。
They forgot the God who gave them the blessings.
有时候我们常常想，我们来美国，我们大部分都是移民过来，或者在这里生的。
Sometimes we think we are in the States because we are either born here or we immigrated here.
常常我们信仰最追求是我们不太稳定的时候。
And many times we put the most pursuit in our faith when we are not certain about our future.
比方说你的学业正在进行，还没有结束。
For example, while you are pursuing your education and you are not finished,
你希望能够结束。
You wish you can finish up your education.
你抓住神。
And so you grab hold of God.
我们在找事业。
Or if we are looking for a job,
我们在找神。
Then we search for God.
我们自己在做事情。
When we do our own things.
我们希望神带领，我们在找神。
And we want God to guide us in those matters, then we pursue after God.
但是一切都很顺利的时候，
But when everything happens very smoothly,
这个时候是属灵的危险的开始。
That is when we are in danger of failing in our spirituality.
因为我们的注意力很容易转移到我们生活的其他的东西去。
Because it's very easy for us to put our emphasis and our attention and focus on other things in life.
也就是说，我们寻求的不是神。
So we stop pursuing after God.
因为我们专心注意那个焦点不是神。
Because our focus is no longer on God.
那这个是神不能接受的。
And that is something that God cannot accept.
神希望我们全心全力回转向神。
Because God wants us to turn to Him wholeheartedly.
那第二个就是他们所居住的周围的这些百姓拜偶像。
Secondly, there's the surrounding nations of the Israelites all worshipped idols.
变成一种传统，变成一种风俗。
So it became a culture, a trend to worship idols.
所以以后就影响了他们也去拜偶像。
So later it influenced the Israelites to worship idols as well.
当然他们跟神的关系就发生问题。
And of course that it jeopardized their relationship with God.
所以在生命记里面，以后在很多的福音里面，神重复不断的强调。
So in Deuteronomy and other books in the Bible, God constantly reminds them.
你们要一心归向我，一心寻求我。
You must turn to me with your whole heart. You must seek after me with your whole heart.
好，我们现在看几节圣经节。
Let us refer to some Bible verses.
我们来看列王记下十二章。
Second Kings chapter 12.
对不起，列代志下，对不起，列代志下十二章。
Second Chronicles chapter 12.
十二章的十四节。
Second Chronicles chapter 12 verse 14.
这说罗波安行恶，因为不定意寻求神。
Rehoboam did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord.
这里讲他不寻求神，他就行恶。
He did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord, therefore he committed evil.
啊，当然罗波安啊，在神的面前呢，他不是一个好的王。
And in the eyes of God, Rehoboam was not a good king.
就是说，他没有以神为中心呢，来啊治理国家。
Because he did not govern the country with God in mind.
好，我们再看十九章啊。
Let us turn to chapter 19.
好，第三节。
Chapter 19, verse 3.
历代志下十九章第三节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 19, verse 3.
这里在提到约沙法。
Here it talks about King Jehoshaphat.
第三节哈，然后你还有善行，因为你从国中除掉木偶，定义寻求神。这里在提到约沙法王啊。
And in this verse, it talks about King Jehoshaphat.
说他定义寻求神。
And it says here that he prepared in his heart to seek after God.
也就是说，他在做王当中啊，他是以神为中心啊，这样来治理国家。
That means as a king, he put God as the focal point, in order to reign, govern over the country.
然后到第二十章。
And in chapter 20,
第三节
verse 3,
这里在提到以东人要来跟约沙法王征战。
And it talks about the Edomites who wanted to come and fight with Jehoshaphat.
当然以东王非常的强盛。
And of course, the king of Edom was very strong.
所以约沙法王第三节定义寻求神，在犹大全地宣告禁食。
Verse 3 tells us that Jehoshaphat feared and he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
那因为约沙法王在寻求神，后来神就拯救他脱离患难。
And because the king sought after God, God delivered him from this trial.
所以在旧约圣经里面，我们看到很多的王寻求神，神就祝福他；离开神，神就神的恩典就停止了。
So we can see in the Old Testament that any king who sought after God, God will bless them. But any king who departed from God, God will remove his blessings from them.
因此耶利米书二十九章在告诉我们要专心寻求神。
So Jeremiah chapter 29 tells us that we must seek God with all of our hearts.
那你就寻见了。
And if you seek after him, you will find him.
所以有时候我们常常发现刚刚信主的开始，信仰体验很多。
Sometimes, right after our conversion, we will discover that we have many experiences of God.
因为那个时候我们很专心。
Because that time we are very focused upon God.
那因为很专心在生活当中我们把信仰摆在很重要，所以体验就很多。
And because we are focused on God and faith is the most important thing in our lives, God will give us many experiences.
那到来我们信主久了以后我们对神的这个专心渐渐减少。
But when we believe in God for a long time, sometimes we do not focus on God as much.
那我们就发现好像神不是这么清楚。
And then we find that it is not so clear. God is not so clear in our minds.
所以有时候我们看到一个人出信的时候，信仰体验很活泼，但是过了几年，你会发现，开始怀疑到底有没有神。
So you can see some members when they first converted into as a Christian, they have many experiences of God, but after a few years, they may even doubt the existence of God.
那开始在你怀疑到底有没有神的时候，就怀疑过去的经验。我得圣灵是不是真的？我过去祷告看的异象是不是真的？我过去的这些平安喜乐是不是真的？
So because they doubt the existence of God, they start to doubt the experiences that God had given them. They said, did I really receive the Holy Spirit? Did I really see a vision when I prayed? Did I really feel joy and contentment?
当然这都是真的。
Of course, all the experiences are real.
但是为什么现在会变成好像很模糊呢？
But why does everything seem so confusing and hazy?
因为我们是对神失去的专心。
And it is because we have lost our focus on God.
虽然神在我们旁边你失去了专心，就好像没有找到他，就没有体验。没有体验久了以后，我们对我们过去很热心在拜的神就会怀疑。
So even though God is all around us, if we do not focus on Him, we will feel like He is not there. And if we feel that He is not there, then we will start to doubt our previous fervent experiences.
所以怎么让我们在这个世代能够再一次很专心来寻求神，这是一个非常重要的功课。
So it is a very important task for us to learn how to seek after God and place Him as our focal point in this generation.
我们来看二十四章耶利米书二十四章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 24.
第七节。
Verse
7. 二十四章的第七节。
Jeremiah 24, verse 7.
我要使他们认识我的心， 知道我是神。他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，因为他们要一心归向我。这个地方神应许以色列百姓。
Here God gave a promise to the Israelites.
说我要赐给他们认识我的心。
He promised to give them a heart to know him.
哦，这个是神主动的。
This is God proactively giving us this heart.
不是我们拣选神。
It is not that we chose God first.
是神拣选我们。
God chose us first.
哦，所以我们今天信耶稣是神绝对的恩典，是他主动拣选我们。
And today we are able to believe in Jesus Christ because he chose us.
啊，但是我们要跟他关系建立，我们有我们本身的责任。
But in order to continue this relationship with him, we have our own responsibilities.
这个中间说，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Here it says, I am the Lord and they shall be my people.
也就是说，神属于我们，我们属于神。
This means that God is us and we are His.
如果我们属于神，神不属于我们，这关系建立不起来。
If we are God's, but God is not ours, then how can we establish a relationship?
那这个两个互属关系就起来。
But if the relationship is two ways and mutual, then it can be established.
那下面说，因为他们一心归向我。
And following it says, because they shall return to me with their whole heart.
这个就是人要努力。
And this is what mankind should put effort into.
要一心归向神，那神就做我们的神，我们就可以做神的子民。
We should pursue after God with our whole hearts, and then God will be our God, and we will be His people.
所以我们在生活当中有时候常常需要再一次的这个思想。
So in our lives, it is very important for us to reflect.
到底有什么事情阻挡了我们归向神？
What things are hindering me from becoming close to God?
那一个地方我们要非常谨慎。
And we should be very cautious in any matter that causes that hinders us from God.
是电视吗？
Is it the TV?
是网络吗？
Is it the internet?
是职业吗？
Is it our work?
是家庭的亲情吗？
Is it our family lifestyle?
或者个人的成就呢？
Or is it personal success?
我们需要思想。
We must think.
哪个地方影响我们专心归向神？那个地方我们要注意。
What hinders us from pursuing after God with our whole hearts? We should be very cautious about those things.
那我们现在要来祷告。
And now we are going to pray together.
祷告就是寻求神。
And in prayer is a searching after God.
如果我们专心寻找，就必寻见。
And if we search fervently, then we shall find.
所以我们在祷告中啊，以神为中心，全心全力的集中我们的精神，向他恳求、赞美、感谢。
So in our prayers, let us put all of our concentration upon God to seek after Him, to give Him thanks and glory.
用一个渴慕他的心来亲近他。
Let us draw close to Him with a heart that desires Him.
那祷告完，我们就会非常喜乐。
And then after the prayer, we will feel very joyful.
前两个礼拜三个礼拜在印度。
Three weeks ago in India.
跟印度这些神学生他们在一起学习道理。
I was with some of the theological students in India, sharing the gospel.
因为这个课程排差不多每一天都有两个小时祷告。
And according to the schedule, there is about 2 hours of prayer each day.
每次祷告，我都问他们，你们什么感觉
？And after the prayer, I would always ask them, "What are your feelings?"
印度很热，100多度。
And it is very hot in India. It's over 100 degrees.
祷告完，整头大汗，全身都汗。
So after prayer, everyone sweat a lot.
那跪的不是跪这个地毯，是跪地板。
And you are not kneeling on a carpet, you are kneeling on concrete floors.
每天祷告两个小时。
And every day you pray for 2 hours.
我问他，你们什么感觉？
So I would ask them, what are your feelings?
感觉非常好。
They said, we feel great.
感觉很平安，很喜乐，很轻松自由。
We feel peace, we feel joy, we feel that we are free.
这个就是寻求神的赏赐。
And that is a blessing. To those who pursue after God.
这个是神以外没有的。
No one can have this if it was not for God.
平安喜乐。
Peace and joy.
心里面的重担放下来。
To be able to release your burdens from your heart.
但是你要专心寻求。
And to have rest.
忘记时间。
But you must search with all your concentration.
忘记痛苦，其实跪下这个不会痛苦的。
You must forget about the time. You must forget about your knees that are aching.
你忘记一切，以神为中心，专心向他感谢、赞美、祈求。
You must forget about everything, but focus on God. Focus on drawing closer to Him.
我们就必寻见。
And then we will definitely find God.
信仰就会有体验。
And then we will have experiences in our faith.